Welcome to FYM Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestro's Daf Chav Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in beginning of Halacha Gimel. Zog the Mishnah. Ve'ezo yichotzer she'chayeves b'maestros. We mentioned that when a person brings fruits to his courtyard, to his chotzer, so it's obligated in Maestro. Which chotzer obligates one in Maestro? So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Oime chatzer hatsuris she'akelim nishmorim b'toichot. So Rabbi Shmuel is bringing an example from the Chatzerus of Tzor, of the Ir Tzor. And there the Kalim were Nishmar, the vessels, the Kalim that were in the Chatzer were guarded because there was a guard sitting in the front and not allowing anybody to come in. So you have a Chatzer with Mishtameres, I mean you can't get in there because there's a guard or something similar to a guard, so then it's Chayav and Meiser. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Kol She'echad Pesach Ve'echad Noyel Ptura. So Rabbi Kiva, even if you have a guard, but if there's two people in the Chatzer, and even if one of them lacks it, the other one has the right to open it. So that's not called chotzer mishtameres. Because always there's a, one is not relying on the fact that it's guarded, because maybe the other guy is going to open the door. Rabbi Nechemiah Oimer, kol she'ein odom boish meloichol besoichol chayeves. Rabbi Nechemiah says the definition is, has to be a place that you don't see from Shusar Rabbim. We're not talking about guarding the shmira of Kalim. We're talking about the fact that a person feels comfortable to eat in the chotzer, to eat in this place. There's a place in which are makomos nistarim, makomos that are hidden from Bnei Shusar Rabbim, and he's comfortable eating there. That's a chotzer mishtameres. But if it's open to the public, open to the street, so that's not chotzer mishtameres. Rabbi Yisrael Eimer, the definition is, kol shenichnas lo vein oimer lo mata mevakesh p'turo. If a person goes into this chotzer, and nobody asks him, what are you doing here? I mean, somebody who doesn't belong to the chutzer can just go into the chutzer and with no limitations, so then that's called chutzer mishtameres. But if people are not able to enter this chutzer, and only the owners and their associates are able to come in, that's considered to be mishtameres. Rabbi Yudah Oimer, shtei chutzer zu lifnei mizu. If you have two courtyards, one inside the other. Hapnimis chayeves v'achitzoy neptura. The inner one is chayev and meiser, and the outer one is potur min ha-meiser. As the Mefarshim explain, Rabbi Yudah holds like his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva says, if one opens and one closes, then you're potter. Here, the inner people, they're living in the inner chotzer, so they can always use the outside chotzer to go through to get outside. So they have the ability to always open the outside chotzer. So immediately, the ones on the outside cannot rely on it. It's not going to be mishtameres because it always can be opened by the inner ones. But the inner ones know that they're in control in laki of the chatzar. Nobody else can open the chatzar. Continues the Mishnah. Hagagois, the roofs, pturim, they're potter ben ha-meiser. Ava pi shehem shel chatzar chayeves. Even though these roofs are in a chatzar which is chayev and meiser. And the Gemara is going to explain how exactly you brought the fruits to the roof if it did not go through the chatzar and already it was obligated in meiser. Continues down the Mishnah and brings the list of structures which are not considered to be a house, but they are considered to be part of the chatzar. So number one is Beis Shaar, a small structure in front of the house where usually a guard sits. Ve'achsadro, chsadro is a structure that has three walls and the fourth wall is completely open. Umirpeset, a porch, which there's a few houses that open into that porch. Harei elu kechatzar, they have a din of a chatzar. Im chayev is chayovim. If the chatzar is chayev and meiser because of the mishtameres, so they're chayev as well. Vim p'tur p'turim. And if the chatzar is potter, they're potter as well. Kedir is the mishnah na chozayim amud beis. Hatzrifim, the sheds, ve'aburgonin, which are type of watchtowers, ve'alikitiyos, which are type of summer houses, they're p'turim min ha-meiser. They're not considered to be a place where a person lives there in a permanent basis. It's only a diuri arai, and therefore it's not considered to be mechayev and meiser. Sukkas ginesar, Reb Chaim explains talking about, you have a sukkah that you build in the fields of ginesar, where the fruits are very sweet, and people just have these small huts, these small sukkahs that they sit down there and they eat the fruits. Afal pi sheyesh bo rechaim v'tanegoylim, even though there is a grinder, and there is roosters over there, meaning it looks more like a place where people live in, still p'turim is considered to be diras arai. Sukkah sayoytrim, a potter's hut. The way it would build is there would be one sukkah inside another sukkah, an inner room and an outer room. So apnimi is chayeves, v'achitzoy neptura. The inner room is chayev and meiser, and the outer room is potter ben ha-meiser. Because the inner room is mishtemer, that's where he guards his kelim, and the outer one is where people come in and out. The definition is, if this cannot be a house that is suitable for summer and winter, so it's potter ben ha-maiser. So when you talk about sukkah se-yoytzrim, the potter's hut, it's not suitable for the winter. Sukkah sachag b'chag, when you have a sukkah in sukkahs, Rabbi Yehuda Michai, Rabbi Yehuda says chai, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the sukkah in sukkahs has to be a diras kva. V'chachoyim says potter, because the sukkah in sukkahs is a diras aray. Says the Gemara, Ezui chotzer, what is a chotzer? Talia b'shuol k'shashoymer yoyshev al pitcho mishamer. So the Gemara says a little more clear than the Mishnah, more specific. You have a guard sitting on the front and is guarding the chotzer. Hashmuel bar Nachum neshev avyoynison, kulu min abayis lamdu. All the shittas of the Mishnah, they all learn the definition of a chotzer from a house. Why? Bayis toivul var toyo. The house is mechayev and ma'aser min ha-toyro, because it says Omar b'arti ha-kodesh min ha-bayis. In vidui that we say regarding ma'aser, as a person says, I took away the kodesh, took away the ma'aser from the house, meaning the house is kodesh ha-ma'aser. So we're learning from the house. Which chotzer is most similar to a house? Shamun k'mei Rabbi Yochanan, they heard Rabbi Yochanan says, Omar lo'in ha-locho k'divrei kulun le'achmir. We pass like all the shittas in a Mishnah, le'achmir. So for example, as Rabbi Chaim points out, if you have a shirim, if you have a guard sitting in front, it's chavin ma'isel, like a bishmoil. Even though there's two people living, and one opens and one closes, and it's not a chatzah according to Rabbi Akiva. And if only one person can open and close, it's chavin ma'isel, like a bikiva, even though there's no guard, like a bishmoil. Says the Gemara, we didn't say that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. You just said, shamun k'bi Rabbi Yochanan. They heard it from in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't you say that you heard it from Rabbi Yochanan directly? As you usually say, I heard Rabbi Yochanan said, or I heard it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, the problem is that we're going to see in a moment that Rabbi Yochanan, there's another rumor, another shmuel from Rabbi Yochanan, and it seems to be contradicting each other. So it can't be that Rabbi Yochanan said both. So that's why we don't say directly, we heard that Rabbi Yochanan said. We said, it was said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and we have to figure out which one is the one that Rabbi Yochanan really agrees with. And the Gemara now is going to bring what Rabbi Yochanan said that seems to contradict what we just mentioned. Tani Abshim Elozer Oimer. We have a brisa that Abshim Elozer says, Mishum Rekiv in the name of Rabbi Kivo, Kol She'echad Pesach Ve'echad Noyel Pturo. As we saw in the Mishnah, if you have one person opening the door and one person closing, so meaning really no one has a full control on the Chatzar, so then it's Pater Min HaMeiser. So he said the brisa, B'shnei Shutfim, Loi B'shnei Diyurim. I mean, it has to be two partners. Each one has a 50% ownership, but not shtei diyurim. So the Gemara understood, what does shtei diyurim mean? Two people renting the house. They're not the owners, they're both renters. So says the Gemara, Nafkav Chesamud Aleph, Ma bin Shutuf, Ma bin Diyur. What's the difference between if it's a partner or it's a tenant who's renting the place? Kajesha Shutuf Memache, Kacha Diyur Memache. The same way one partner can be do a mecha on his other partner, meaning the same way one party can say, you locked it, but I'm going to open it. I'm not listening to you. I'm not following in your direction. So when you have two people renting the house, renting the chatzar, each one of them has the right to open and close the door. So there should be no difference between someone who's renting and a partner. Says the Gemara, Ma'aviyoina b'bala bayis v'diyuro yimas niso. We're talking about an owner that has a tenant living with him in the house. The b'bala bayis has more control in the place than his tenant. B'bala bayis mamchel de'dir. The b'bala bayis can do a mecha on his tenant. He says, don't open the door. Don't lock the door. V'ein dir memachel yodei b'bala bayis. But the tenant cannot tell b'bala bayis, don't open and lock the door. So b'bala bayis has control in the chatzer, and that's what's considered to be chatzer mishtemeres. Says the Gemara, Alei Shamin Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, and then we heard in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kavshim Elozo De Rabbi Akiva. That we pass an halacha like Rabbi Akiva in the way Rabbi Shimon Elozo explained him. Meaning that if you have one that can do mecha on the other, so it's not a chotzer mishtemeres, and we talk about specifically two partners or two tenants, but not a landlord and a tenant. So this is what the Gemara mentioned before. It seems to be a contradiction of Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan before said that halacha like all the shitas of the Mishnah and all the chumro. And here he's taking only one, only Rabbi Akiva to say halacha like him. So that's why we mentioned both the name of Shamun. We didn't say that Rabbi Yochanan said it. Said it was said in front of Rabbi Yochanan. We just don't know which one Rabbi Yochanan holds like. Continues the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yoino, Omar Zehiro, the Rav Amy, Taver, Mishnei Rabbi Yochanan, another name of Zehiro, Rabbi Ami, they both said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Gashim, and Lazar, Rabbi Akiva. Not only in front of Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan said clearly that we pass can like of Shim and Lazar of Rabbi Akiva, meaning of Shim and Lazar, the way he explained Rabbi Akiva. Omar Rav Amy, Hoyri Rabbi Yochanan, Kehelin, Devei Rav Ami. Or another gear says, Le Elin de Veravami, Rabbi Yochanan gave a roll to the people of Beir Avami, of the house of Avami, Halacha Kashir Melozo de Rabbi Akiva, we pass getting like Rabbi Akiva in the way of Shir Melozo explained them. So the Gemara concludes with bringing a Moroyan that said clearly in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the Repaskan Rabbi Akiva, and the way of Shir Melozo explained them. With this, we conclude, Yushalmi Maestro's Daf Chav Zayin.